This is Nurse Geezer News for the week of August 12th, 2019, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Clayton Bagwell. Clayton does allocations and account support for NERSC. Clayton, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. Glad to be here again.
All right, Clayton, so today's topic is ERCAP. So first of all, what does ERCAP even mean?
ERCAP is the Energy Research Computing Allocation Process that we use here at NERSC for principal investigators to request computing time on the NERSC supercomputers.
Ah, okay. And so I heard that the ERCAP submissions are opening very soon here.
Yes, we are planning our opening on August 12th.
Okay, all right. So this is for allocations for the next year?
Yes, this is for allocation year 2020, which will start on January 14th of 2020 and run through January 11th of 2021. But we start now so that we give everybody a chance to submit their ERCAP requests, and then they can be provided to the DOE allocation managers, and they can fill out their spreadsheets and do all their little calculations and figure out who's going to get what. And then by the end of the year, we'll know who's getting an award and how much they're getting for next year.
Okay. So if I want an award for next year, I should submit now during this period.
Yes. So if you have a current NERSC project, computing time, you want to submit a renewal for next year. If you have some type of funding for research, you don't need your time until starting next year, you can submit an ERCAP request for 2020. Or if you even have funding now and you want computing time before the end of this year, you can go ahead and submit an ERCAP request, actually at any time up until November 1st.
Okay, all right. So what are the deadlines here?
So, as we said, we're going to open on August 12th, and then all of the requests need to be in by October 7th.
Okay. And what happens if I don't submit? If I submit after that, I'm too late.
Your request will probably not get considered until after the beginning of January next year.
Oh, okay.
And so then you get what's left at the bottom of the barrel, if there's any time left at all.
Okay, so if you want top of the barrel time, then you'd better submit before October 7th.
Yes, if you want to be considered at all for next year, you should submit before that.
All right, so is there anything new or different this year with the ERCAP form or anything?
Not a lot different this year. Little cosmetic changes to make it look spiffier and a little easier to understand. But otherwise, pretty much everything is the same.
Okay. You know. Do I have to write like a 20-page paper about my research in order to get funding?
Or you don't. Well, you should already have funding.
Yeah.
You don't have to write a 20-page paper, but if you want to, you can, and you can attach it to your ERCAP request. But we're not expecting you to put that whole 20 pages into the request form itself.
Okay, so in the request form, you're not looking, well, it's not you, it's the DOE.
Allocation managers.
Okay.
So the program managers.
Yeah, so the DOE allocation managers, they're not looking for the works of Shakespeare or something to be in your ERCAP request.
No. They're going to look at what kind of funding you've got, and preferably you've got funding from the DOE Office of Science, what your area of research is, what you're proposing to use the NERSC computing time for. And if it fits within their mission, then they'll give you good consideration.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. Okay, so what if I'm doing my ERCAP proposal and I've just run into some issues?
Well, we have a nice website at www.nersc.gov under the NERSC allocation request form. You can search for that, and it'll walk you through all the various questions and what we're looking for. If you get really stuck, We're going to have ERCAP office hours again this year. We'll be having them on Fridays for September 20th and 27th, Wednesday, October 2nd, Friday, October 4th, and then the final day, the due date, October 7th, which is a Monday.
Okay, so it sounds like there's going to be plenty of opportunities to get some one-on-one help, too.
Yeah, and they can always open a trouble ticket if they have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's always around to help if they have questions. The ERCAP office hours, we'll have an open Zoom session that people can join in, and we can do screen sharing, or they can just talk to them over the phone, go through what particular problem they might be having and help them out.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. Okay, so walk me through the ERCAP process. So I submit my request, and then what happens to it?
So once you submit your request, it's going to go directly to the DOE allocation managers, but they will probably wait until after ERCAP closes on October 7th before they start doing their reviews. They will, like I said, they'll look at the information provided, they'll do their calculations on how much time they've been allocated for next year, what their priorities are for their programs, look at how your research falls within those parameters, provide you with an award, and then they will then approve the request and it comes back to us. And then we will, at the end of the year, start provisioning the projects and send out award emails sometime around first part of December.
Okay, so people should expect something at the beginning of December.
Yeah, well, theoretically we should be sending out our award emails around December 13th.
Oh, okay, around December 13th, okay.
Or the week of.
Okay, and so then you'll have about 4 weeks before the new allocation year starts.
Right.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Okay, so do you have any tips or recommendations for people when they're making their ERCAP requests?
Submit early and submit often. Oh. there are a few areas in the request form, such as your description of what your research is going to do, where you want to probably want to type that stuff out and then copy and paste it into the ERCAP form. One thing that we discovered last year is because of the system that we're using, which is provided by ServiceNow, we had to add an extra table to extend some of the form fields in order to fit everything that we wanted into the request. And so you're going to see under these text boxes, you know, how many characters you have left. You actually have more than what's displayed there because the overflow actually goes to another table. But don't try and fit your whole 20-page thesis in those boxes that only really want 4,000 characters.
Okay, so there are guidelines, but not actual hard parameters.
Right.
Okay. All right, well, Clayton, is there anything else you want to say about ERCAP?
We're here to help you. We're here to support your science. We love what you do, and we look forward to working with you again next year.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Clayton.
Well, thank you.